You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right. Well, we are continuing our draft weekend coverage here. I'm Taylor Dahl. I'm the host of Making Monsters, and we're kind of rotating, switching some spots, getting different people on here, talking about some picks. So I have a couple today, and we are starting off with the round five pick, pick 148. And of course, we are joined by Jacob Infante. He's been killing it. I know you're probably super exhausted, Jacob, but we have another new bear. And so you're obviously the lead draft guy here for Windy City Gridiron. And I'm super excited to talk to you about this guy because although maybe some people may not know him personally, the last name's super familiar. So Noah Sewell, linebacker out of Oregon. Jacob, tell us a little bit about Noah and where he can fit on the Bears.
Yeah, no, for sure, Taylor. And I was a big fan of this pick. This is someone who's been on my radar for quite some time. Obviously, the last name being Penei Sewell's brother is going to help out a little bit with that name recognition. But I do think he's a very good player in his own right. You're looking at a guy, I think he's probably best as either a Mike or a Sam, middle linebacker or strong side at the next level. Physicality. I think that's a big thing that stands out with him. Physicality, play strength. He's a well-built linebacker who's just consistent ability to wrap up at the point of attack and bring guys down. It's really impressive. And he plays with a high motor, definitely that intensity that you can sense the Bears are trending towards, that sense of urgency and just the willingness to hit guys. I think that's massive, really. And he's a guy who tested well at the combine. Good straight line speed. I think that his agility does hurt him a little bit. He doesn't necessarily have sideline to sideline range. And in coverage, you may see some issues. But in the run game, he's very good. I think he's going to be a quality special teamer at the next level. And he's really someone I was expecting to go a little bit higher. I had like a third round grade on him, so to get him in round five is really good value on my board.
Yeah, honestly, I agree. And I think that you mentioned the Mike or Sam spot, but the Bears went and spent some money and really addressed the linebacker group this offseason and free agency. So I feel like both of us are pretty comfortable in that. So like you said, you were expecting him to be more of a special teams guy initially?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I think when you're looking at the Bears linebacker group, it's a big strength of this roster, maybe the biggest strength that they have right now. You're looking at, obviously, Tremaine Edmonds you're bringing in, DJ Edwards you brought in, Jack Sanborn, who's coming off of a very good rookie year, especially for an undrafted free agent. I mean, the competition for playing time on defense is going to be pretty stiff, this at least in 2023, but I think Sewell has the tools to develop into a starter in due time. I think special teams is really where he's going to shine because of that size, because of the physicality, because of how hard he plays. And I think that you can never go wrong with special teams value. And I think that when you get a guy who projects as well there as Sewell does, I think that's a really good investment in round five.
Well, and Jacob, you were mentioning because you were expecting him to go a little higher. You had him, I think you said, in your top 100 on your board. But obviously, when you were looking at round five of the draft, what exactly do you think the Bears are looking for at this point? Are they looking for that straight up value pick and who's left that's sitting there that may be on their board, or do they kind of address certain position groups? Where do you think they're going with this for this round five?
I think they're going pretty heavy on just overall value with the players. I think part of that, you see, they haven't really addressed edge rusher yet, which I think that's going to be a weakness for them next year, but at the same time, I'm fine, especially on day three, with the value that they've been getting with their picks, really. So I think we're seeing, you know, going running back, linebacker, wide receiver, having those guys as selections in the fourth and fifth rounds. I think that shows that they're looking not just for 2023, they're looking in the long run. So Roschon Johnson, Tyler Scott, and Noah Sewell, I don't necessarily know how much they're going to contribute right away on offense or defense, but they're all guys that I've had potential future starter grades on, and I could see any of them really developing and coming into their own. So they're playing the long game here, and at the very least, you know, you got some good special teams weapons, which I think all of them, I mean, especially Sewell, should be able to contribute at.
And one of the things you talked about also was the frame of Sewell. So one of the first thing that I read about him when kind of his name popped up was talking about he is a little bit more of like a thicker frame, old school style framed linebacker, a little closer to that, which is a little interesting to me because I do feel like Poles and Flus has kind of not as much gone that way when they've been going almost any time, any side of the trenches, honestly. I feel like they like the maybe a little longer, quicker, faster, not the as much as old style, but do you think they obviously see some sort of traits they like, but we'll still see some of these old style guys on the line on our defense?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that plays part of a role in why Sewell fell, because, you know, not just the Bears, but a lot of teams are trending towards longer, lankier, athletic guys, and not so much the thicker thumper types that you see as downhill tacklers. So with that in mind, I do think that there's definitely a role for those guys. You just can't put them out in too much space. I don't think Sewell's going to bring a ton of coverage value, especially not right away. So I think with that in mind, well, you saw what the Bears were able to do with Jack Sanborn this year and what he did in this system. You know, the numbers that he put up, the consistency that he had, that shows if you play with effort, if you play with physicality, if you process well, then you can put up big numbers in this defense. So I think that Sewell, in the right situation, if he gets the opportunity, could have a similar impact on defense. Might take a while, though. Might take a little while to get there just because it's a crowded linebacker room, much more than last year. But
definitely.
Still a very good pick here, at least in my opinion, getting him this late. And who knows, maybe down the line, if any of the free agent signings don't work out, or, you know, Sanborn doesn't develop, doesn't grow on this past year, then maybe Sewell will be in a starting lineup sooner than you realize.
Well, I mean, we definitely like our linebackers in Chicago, so it'll be fun to have that back because last year it was very lacking. You mentioned a little bit ago, too, just about the edge, and I honestly was kind of surprised, too, that they haven't addressed that yet. But do you think that maybe they are a little more comfortable with what they have in Trevis and Dominique because they are adding so much in the interior and with linebackers to kind of help surrounding, and last year they just didn't quite have that?
I think that'll definitely help out. I think that, obviously, it's a younger group off the edge. You bring in DeMarcus Walker in free agency, I think he'll get a decent amount of playing time. This is something that I expect to be a bigger priority next offseason, but you can't fix everything in one offseason. And the Bears being, you know, literally the worst team in the league last year, that's no exception. But I think they've done a very good job filling a lot of different holes on both sides of the ball. Edge rusher, they've got young talent there. Just wait and see. And I think that talent that you add along the interior, like you mentioned, I think that'll help out the development of Trevis Gibson, the development of Dominique Robinson. So yeah. Time will tell exactly how that turns out. But I do think that just surrounding them with better talent is really going to help out this year and going forward in the future.
Yeah, I agree, because I just think that the year before last year, I really saw glimpses from Trevis, and then we saw Dominique kind of show up early. It just all kind of fizzled out when everything wasn't clicking on the defense. But now, Jacob, the Colts are on the clock. Now the Bears, so we're at pick 162 right now. The Bears have 165 at the moment. Things have been kind of wild today with trades, so we'll see if that still happens. But what are you hoping that pick goes to?
Truthfully, I'd be fine with a lot of different things here. I think maybe go with some interior offensive line help. I mean, you addressed offensive tackle earlier in round one with Darnell Wright. Maybe get a guard type, maybe a center. Luke Whipler's still available. I know Andrew Voorhees, as of this recording, is still available too. So I'd really like to see interior offensive line, but who knows, maybe a tight end too. I think it should be offense, but a lot of different ways you can go, and maybe I don't think the edge value remaining is great, but who knows? If there's a guy they have a high grade on, then, you know, maybe worth giving a shot.
Yeah, so we will see. We have a few picks, and I'll be talking to you again during that time. So obviously, at Jacob Infante is 24 is where you will find him on Twitter. All of the good stuff right now. Obviously, he's posting threads for each of these guys, and with film, all of the information you need. I'm Taylor at TayDoll1010XL, and so Jacob, I look forward to talking to you again in a few picks and see who we got.
Yeah, no, same, Taylor. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very happy with what's been going on here in day three. So, you know, can't complain. I'm excited to see what they can do here in just a few picks.
As a very generic question, how would you grade it so far? What's your grade for the day?
For today, I give it like a solid A.
Okay.
Through the first 2 days, I gave them a B. I was talking to Bill Zimmerman earlier on the show, and I had a B for that. But today, it's an A, so I think it would weigh out to probably a B+. I think it's just, you know, very good talent all around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would have attacked rounds 2 and 3 exactly like that, but I did love the Tyreek Stevenson pick. And, you know, Dexter and Pickens, they're two high upside interior D linemen, so I see the allure there. And the day three, I think they've been killing it so far.
Yeah, I think that we have a better team than we did this time last year, and that's all we can ask for. Again, Jacob,
yeah,
I'll talk to you in probably, I don't know, 30 minutes or so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Chat soon.
All right, bye.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.